Now for our story.
Randy, there's the mail.
Okay, Mom, I'll get it.
The arrival of the mail was always an event at the Lane farm, even if it only meant a delivery of the Wakefield Sentinel or a copy of Lefty Larkin's beloved farm journal. But now, Randy reaches in, extracts the paper, several magazines, and a penny postcard addressed to his mother from Chicago, which Randy proceeds to read without shame as he walks back toward the house.
Well, let's see what Dell has to say. Dear Mary, just a line to tell you I arrived back here safely, and to thank you again for a very nice visit. So glad things down your way are cleared
up
again.
Well, I see you have quite a batch there. Anything interesting?
You got a nice card from Dell.
Oh, why, Randy, you don't mean to say you read it.
Of course. I always figure people who send postcards should expect to have them read by all and sundry. So I oblige you. Don't mind it.
No, of course not, dear. You know I don't have any secrets from you anyway. But I couldn't vouch for everyone. Some people might resent it.
Don't worry. If I thought they'd object, I wouldn't mention it.
Oh, Randy. Well, you don't mind if I read it, too?
Oh, not a bit. Here. Go right ahead. Here you are.
Well, that's nice of Dell. She's always so good about keeping in touch.
Yeah.
She sounds rather low. Didn't you think so, Randy?
Oh, I don't know, Mom. Hard to tell in just such a few lines.
Oh, I suppose so. Too bad Dell couldn't have stayed down here a little longer the last time.
Well, I think she felt kind of awkward on account of Lefty.
Perhaps. Still, I know Lefty was awfully ashamed the way he'd been acting toward Dell.
Yeah. Well, you know one thing about Lefty, Mom. You can't budge him an inch when he thinks he's right.
That's true, Randy. But when he finds out he's made a mistake, he's quick to admit it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I think that's what's bothered Dell. She hated to see him feeling so guilty.
Mm-hmm. And you know how Lefty is. When he feels something deeply, he gets all choked up.
Yes, yes, I know. And when that happens, he doesn't express himself very well.
Yeah. I wonder, Mom, do you think Lefty and Dell will ever get together again?
I've thought a lot about that, son. It's hard to say.
Well, I sure hope they do.
So do I.
See that Georgie Stewart's still running a series on the returned serviceman.
I've rather enjoyed those articles. He writes quite well, I think.
A little too gushy for my money. Sounds like these sob sister things. I got a kick out of the one about Mario Descari, though. You know, I think he was a little afraid of Mario. He kept that one down to the facts without too much embroidery.
He'll probably be out here to do one on you before long.
Yeah? If he does, I'll put the fear of the Almighty in him, I can tell you that. I don't go for that gossipy kind of guy. They give me the creeps.
Now, Randy. The little man doesn't mean any harm. You mustn't be mean to him.
Yeah. Don't see anything more about Kit Calvert. Apparently they haven't been able to trace her yet. Or maybe they've just given it up as a bad job after all the damage is done. Still, on the other hand, it doesn't seem right for her to get off scot-free after perjuring herself the way she did.
I doubt very much if Kit will get off scot-free. She may not be punished legally. But I'm sure her conscience is punishing her for what she did.
Maybe so, if she has a conscience. And yet, I remember one semester at school, Mom. For some reason, she was living in Wakefield.
Oh, I remember. Her father had sent her east to school, but for some reason, he took it into his head to bring her back to Wakefield for a while.
Yeah. And was she sore about it? You know what brats kids are sometimes.
Mm.
How cruel they can be. Well, after that fancy eastern boarding school, she thought she was too good for the common people. She had that superior air. So, naturally, the kids let her have it.
Children are quick to notice anything like that.
Yeah, they sure are. Well, one day I found her crying. She said everybody hated her. She had no friends. And kept talking about her father. She seemed to be afraid of him. I really felt sorry for her.
The poor child.
I remember I told her not to cry, that I'd be afraid.
She had such a difficult childhood.
Yeah, poor kid. She was so much on the defensive that it was tough to know her, to be her friend. Anyway, her father sent her away again not long after, and the next time I saw her, she's the way she is now, selfish and inconsiderate.
Well, Randy, I think Ben's as much to blame for the way Kit turned out as any father possibly could be.
Yeah, Kit sure had the makings of a fine person originally.
But Kit realized what Ben had done to her mother. And somehow, I think she sensed he was destroying her, too. And she hated him for it. I think that hatred of her father is really the cause for the way she's lived. No emotional security. No warmth. It's no wonder she turned out as she did.
You say she hated Ben, Mom, but it seems to me they were pretty thick.
Perhaps it looked that way. But it's my opinion... Ben dominated her. Imposed his will on her.
I see. Well, maybe she just got tired fighting against it. Decided it was easier to give in.
Probably. But does that absolve her from responsibility for her actions, Randy?
No, but it helps me to understand her actions, Mom. You know, I think you're right about her attitude toward her dad.
Kit's been afraid of her father all her life. Maybe she didn't realize it consciously, but I'm sure it's true.
And at that moment, the young woman under discussion in her dingy room at Miami Beach had just opened the door to admit her landlady, Mrs. Brotherton.
Did you wish to see me about something?
Why, yes, Miss Cummings. I hadn't seen you for a couple of days, and I got to worrying. Thought maybe you were sick.
I'm quite all right, thank you. I went away for a few days. I thought I mentioned that I planned to.
Oh, maybe you did, and I forgot. Seems like I have to keep so many things on my mind these days, what with one thing and another. For instance, about that car of yours.
What about it?
This, the air is very bad for the paint, you know. Eats it right off, they say. I wanted to tell you that I have an empty garage now. It's another $4 a week, of course, but if you can afford it, I think it'd pay you.
It's not a question of affording it. However, I won't be needing the garage. Now, is there anything else?
Well, Miss Cummings, you've been here a week now. As I told you, when you moved in, rents are payable a week in advance. I have to protect myself, you see. You'd be surprised how people would take advantage if you don't.
Never mind, Mrs. Brotherton. I have your rent ready, right here. See, it's $10. I believe that's correct, isn't it?
Oh, thank you, Miss Cummings. Not that I don't trust people,
yes,
but...
Yes, yes, I know. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a headache.
Kit Calvert managed to get the landlady out the door, which she locked before she returned to lie down on her bed, staring up at the ceiling, which was a dirty brown color with stains where the roof had leaked through. She was thinking...
She would ask about the car. They notice everything, women like that. But I'm safe. She doesn't need to know. Thank the Lord I got rid of the car when I did. It was a dead giveaway. But it's out of the state now. Out of my hands. Even if they trace it, they won't find me. I've handled all this beautifully. I've thought of everything. Oh, but how much longer can I go on like this? Sooner or later, when my money runs out, if Dad finds me, I couldn't stand it. Oh, these beastly headaches. Pounding, pounding. Nothing helps. The way my arms go to sleep. Like lead. I'm cold. But this room's like an oven. Oh, what's the matter with me? I can't think straight. Something I've forgotten. Something I should have done. When I wake up, this feeling that something awful's going to happen... Dreams. Fear. The fear.
Kit Calvert struggling to maintain a hold onto reality, to coherence, which seems to be slipping away from her. More and more, the ability to distinguish between the fantasy world and the miserable actuality of her present situation eludes her. Yes, Kit, you're right when you tell yourself the fear is the worst. For it is that fear of your father... The fear you've had all your life, which may eventually cause the slender thread which still binds you to the rational world to break, plunging you into a nightmare of distorted images created by your unconscious feelings of guilt.